problem is, of course, that's really one of the most elementary problems in the phenomenon of mass formation. The phenomenon of mass formation makes the field of attention of someone so narrow that he only sees this part of reality that is indicated by the narrative, and that he really is not aware of everything what happens outside. Even things are happening that are extremely destructive for his own individual interests. For instance, in that sense, the phenomenon of mass formation is exactly the same as a phenomenon of hypnosis. And that's literal. Like most scholars who studied mass formation in the past, such as Gustave Le Bon, Freud, Carnegie, McDougall, and so on, they all concluded that mass formation is identical to hypnosis. For instance, and if you look at the process of hypnosis, and you see that, it shows basically the same characteristics. The hypnotist focuses the attention of someone on one small aspect of reality, and consequently, and thereupon, the patient is not aware anymore of all the rest. And I don't know if you're familiar with the use of hypnosis in the context of surgery. So when a surgeon uses a simple hypnotic procedure, or someone else, a hypnotist for instance, uses a simple hypnotic procedure, and he focuses the attention of the patient on one small, usually a positive aspect of reality, the surgeon can cut straight through the skin, the flesh, sometimes even straight through the breastbone to perform an open heart operation. That shows how extremely powerful this focusing of attention is, and that is exactly what happens in mass formation. Once people are in the grip of this process of mass formation, they are not aware anymore of all the personal losses they suffer. And that's what's happening now. It is as if people are not aware that they are losing everything at the moment. Their wealth, their health, the future of their children, and so on. They do not notice it. And that also makes it extremely difficult to wake them up, of course, because their attention is so much focused that only this part of reality seems to exist. At least they will hear what you tell, but it will have no psychological impact, because all the representations, the mental representations that are outside of the narrative, outside of the narrow field of attention, do not, there is no psychological energy attached to these representations. All the anxiety, all the anger, everything, all the psychological energy is invested in the representations that are indicated by the corona narrative. And all the other representations are not invested with psychological energy anymore, and consequently, they have no impact anymore, not at the cognitive level and not at the emotional level. So that's the problem we are facing. That's why it is so difficult to help people to see that the narrative is absurd.